Introduction. The general who wins the battle makes many calculations in his temple before the battle is fought. The general who loses makes but few calculations beforehand. Sun Tzu, The Art of War. Vignette. National Training Center, present day. 6 days into a 14-day rotation at the National Training Center, the battalion had just completed its second force-on-force, a deliberate attack, breach, and assault. It had been a rough day. The battalion commander made his way back to the Tactical Operations Center with his mission and the day replaying in his head. Clear objective Omaha to facilitate the passage of an armor battalion task force in order to complete the brigade combat team's seizure of objective Nebraska. When the commander entered the Tactical Operations Center, the S3 was already back. The staff was around the map and the executive officer, XO, was thinking aloud. The course of action had seemed simple enough, and the war game had been a breeze. The commander took off his helmet and sat down on a steel folding chair, sighing heavily.
That was ugly. Seemed almost from the beginning we were chasing the day.
The S3 began to explain.
Yes, sir. At about 1 kilometer across phase line sprint, Alpha Company's lead platoon took 2 volleys of enemy tank fire, disabling 2 tanks and destroying 1 Bradley. That was a surprise. I was not sure where it was coming from. Then we could see it was from support by fire, SBF-1. SBF-1 was just out of our range, so I set the section of mortars with us and put some suppression on it so Alpha Company could begin bounding. They had to fight for the position. It seemed to be going okay, then one of the mortar tracks was hit with anti-tank fire. It looked like the enemy was pulling off the rise, and Alpha Company picked up its movement. As Alpha Company occupied SBF-1, its combat power was down to 6 M1s and 3 M2s. Mortar Section 1, down 1 track, was still en route to its position. Once on SBF-1, we were fighting in 2 directions. It took us forever to gain any effects needed to launch the breach, and I'm not sure we ever did. The enemy was more determined than in our war game, and on top of that, made us fight for SBF-1. We did not see that during the war game, but we tried to address it during the combined arms rehearsal, CAR.
The commander sat up.
Okay, one of the problems is right there. We have to get away from wargaming events at the CAR.
The XO nodded in agreement before picking up the explanation. I was on the radio with the S3, and the mortars used half their basic load and were down 1 tube. They were black on high explosives. Alpha Company's expenditure of ammunition was higher than we wargamed. It forced us to shift some of the artillery fire to suppress the far-right enemy platoon. That delayed the buildup of smoke on the main objective by about 40 minutes, or maybe longer. The fire support officer muttered,
"I am sure they will tell us in the after-action review."
The commander sighed. How did that even happen? The XO continued, "Our war game did not include the movement, just the actions at the objective. I was trying to save time so we could get the order out quicker. We assumed Alpha Company could move rapidly to SBF-1. Speed was one of our criteria, and we did not visualize the enemy forward of the obstacle. As a result, the enemy engaged Alpha Company earlier, which caused Alpha Company to occupy SBF-1 with less combat power and without mortar support. Alpha Company also lacked the ammunition to sustain direct fires that could destroy enough of the enemy on Objective Omaha." The commander walked over to the map.
"There is a second issue we cannot just wave off. The enemy. We have to assume it will fight, and is free-thinking and determined and will try to surprise us and throw us off. That is what we have to wargame. Visualize the what-ifs."
The S3 responded, "Yes, sir, and from that event on, our timing was off. Shifting some of our artillery from the breach to compensate affected the high explosives and smoke supporting the breach. The smoke was dissipating when the breach was still ongoing, and the enemy was not suppressed. We were losing tanks, and at that time we had Bravo Company send its tank platoon to reinforce Delta Company, and we had to commit Mortar Section 2 to support the breach instead of the assault. Our coefficient of forces, with 1 tank company and 45 minutes of artillery suppression and obscuration, won this in the war game, but the enemy had voted and not in our favor." The XO thought to himself, "Our war game just consisted of filling in the events on the synchronization matrix and reviewing the decision support matrix. Everything we did was perfect. The enemy died where and when we wanted it to. We thought if we missed something, we could catch it at the CAR." The company cleared Objective Omaha, but it was at a heavy cost.
At the after-action review that night, the cause and effect traced directly back to insufficient wargaming. The commander stood up and stressed what he saw as shortfalls in the war game, saying, "We need to improve on the following. Better understanding by the staff of its warfighting function. Visualizing the fight with realistic adjudication of a thinking enemy. Planning for and anticipating outcomes. Synchronizing events and not just filling in a matrix. And finally, the car cannot be where we wargame." Wargaming. Wargaming is a disciplined process with rules and steps that attempt to visualize the flow of the operation, given the force's strengths and dispositions, threats, capabilities, and possible courses of action, impact and requirements of civilians in the area of operations, and other aspects of the situation. Field Manual 6.0, Commander and Staff Organization and Operations. It is not the purpose of this handbook to repeat the doctrine on course of action analysis. This book instead focuses on three items. First, how to improve and develop the cognitive skill of visualizing, a key component to course of action analysis, aka wargaming. Second, improving the methods and conduct of action, reaction, and counteraction adjudication of course of action analysis with off-the-shelf wargames. And third, thoughts on training the staff. Why focus on course of action analysis? It is identified across all combat training centers, CTCs, and other training events as being the one step in the military decision-making process, MDMP, where staffs have the most difficulty. Further, integrating off-the-shelf wargames into staff training can help develop better understanding of how to apply rules and judgments to realistically adjudicate outcomes in the action, reaction, and counteraction process. Course of action analysis, wargaming, is the fourth step in the MDMP and is arguably one of the most critical because it takes the commander's plan from concept to detail and synchronizes the unit's combat power for an operation. Recent observations of multiple units executing decisive action training environment rotations and Mission Command Training Program, MCTP, warfighter exercises have shown that battalions through division staffs do not conduct the wargame effectively. Staffs are challenged in visualizing events in time and space. Also, a solid home station training plan for the staff on the MDMP is lacking. This leads to issuing incomplete plans to subordinate units, a lack of shared understanding across the Army warfighting functions, and poor synchronization of all maneuver and support elements in the operation. The following are observations from maneuver, CTCs, MCTP warfighter exercises, and training. Staffs are untrained on the MDMP upon arrival at the CTC. Typically, staffs will only have conducted 1 to 2 iterations of MDMP training prior to their rotations. Conversely, majors leaving the Command and General Staff College, CGSC, will have conducted 8 to 14 iterations of the MDMP before graduation. This number of repetitions could be a realistic goal for units prior to a deployment. Critical thinking can only be acquired in objective analysis. In this case, doctrinal-based analysis, wargaming, and applying that analysis to a tactical problem. More training repetitions and sets in staff exercises, command post exercises, planning drills, etc., are helpful. However, staffs feel they do not have time for repetitive training. Therefore, the CTC rotation becomes their single learning environment. Units do not turn enough repetitions to build an experienced staff team. Logic, reasoning, and visualization are the key cognitive skills that staffs require to conduct course of action analysis. It is essential to visualize the fight in time and space. Generally, friendly and enemy forces have the same physical limitations. By understanding that concept, staffs can logically deduce what forces will need to accomplish their mission and the decisions commanders will have to make. Only limited members of the staff understand the process of course of action analysis, XO, S2, S3, and fire support officer. Unfortunately, many members of the staff do not understand their role in course of action analysis, which links back to the MDMP training. Courses of action are far from complete, and therefore difficult to analyze. The enemy and friendly courses of action are not understood by most of the staff going into the analysis step. Typically, Only the S2 and S3 are involved in the creation of these products. They are not staff-synchronized products. The Chief of Staff, Deputy Chief of Staff for Strategic Plans, G5, and XO do not allocate enough time to conduct course of action analysis. By doctrine, one-third of the planning timeline should be dedicated to course of action analysis, the same time allocation as mission analysis. Staffs will typically over-allocate planning time to mission analysis at the expense of course of action analysis. Staffs struggle with gathering the tools prior to course of action analysis. The most valuable tools are commander decision-making products, decision support matrices, and decision support templates. Staffs lack the doctrinal foundation to execute wargaming. Only the XO or S3 may know the doctrinal foundation of course of action analysis, wargaming, because they are military education level 4. Staffs do not have a planning standard operating procedure, SOP, to address planning requirements for each warfighting function, staff representative. Commanders are not often involved in the planning timeline to ensure their staff executes wargaming. Brigade staffs are also torn between current operations, future operations, and the planned cell. Therefore, planning horizons become muddled, and staffs are bouncing around and leaving wargaming to a skeleton crew. Staff non-commissioned officers are not involved in wargaming, but they are valuable assets and should be trained and integrated into the process. Staff non-commissioned officers have a lot to offer in finding on-the-ground friction when analyzing a course of action. The problem is training and educating unit staffs to become high-performance teams. The consensus in the field is that field-grade officers graduating from CGSC understand the academic steps of the MDMP to include course of action analysis. However, the dilemma in building any team is integrating individual members so they understand where and how they fit on the team and how they contribute to the common goal. For example, the individual M240 machine gunner understands how to load, clear, take care of, and engage targets with his M240. However, he does not know how this weapon is employed within the squad to support the overall task and purpose. The machine gunner must learn how his squad leader thinks and acts, how the fire teams move, and what the SOPs and battle drills are, so he will know when to lift or shift fires, etc. Only after learning the SOP and battle drills, and practicing them during multiple field problems, first without and then with live ammunition, does he become an integral member of the team. It is the same for a staff. Like any unit, the staff must train and educate its members individually and collectively, helping the commander understand the situation, make decisions, and synchronize those decisions into a fully developed plan or order. During course of action development and course of action comparison, the staff provides recommendations to support the commander in selecting a course of action. In addition to training, there is a component of repetition or practice, which helps to hone the staff into a high-performance team. Observations have shown that due to time, course of action analysis is often rushed or not done at all. Like the adage, practice makes perfect, a staff that routinely rehearses the MDMP and continuously changes the conditions under which they will have to plan and generate orders will be more likely to meet the high operating tempo of large-scale combat operations. Course of action analysis is similar to any collective skill and is perishable if not continually trained and rehearsed. Therefore, it is the purpose of this book to provide thoughts on how to develop individuals and staffs so they can better conduct course of action analysis during the MDMP. This book includes supplemental resources to provide additional information to assist in educating and training the staff. These resources can be accessed on the Center for Army Lessons Learned public website. Link included in the digital copy of this product.